with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a March crash near Philadelphia that killed two people involving a Ford electric vehicle. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The NTSB says a Mustang Mach-E sport utility vehicle that may have been operating on a partially automated driving system hit two stationary passenger cars on Interstate 95 early in the morning on March 3rd. Both drivers of the stationary cars were killed. The Mach-E hit a parked Toyota Prius and rammed into a Hyundai Elantra. Ford said it is researching the crash and is cooperating with investigators. The crash is the second this year involving a Mach-E that the NTSB is investigating. The first occurred on February 24th in San Antonio, Texas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Yesterday's Arizona Supreme Court decision banning abortion in the state has the two presumptive presidential candidates speaking out about the ruling. President Biden was asked his message to Arizona voters after the state Supreme Court reinstated an 1864 law banning nearly all abortions.
Elect me. I'm in the 21st century, not back then. They weren't even a state.
While former President Trump says the Arizona law goes too far and is calling on Arizona lawmakers to change it.
Well, yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And as you know, it's all about states' rights. That'll be straightened out. And I'm sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason, and that will be taken care of, I think, very quickly.
The Arizona legislature devolved into jeering Wednesday as Republican lawmakers shut down discussion on a proposed repeal of the law. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 422 points, the NASDAQ dropped 136, the S&P 500 declined 49. This is SRN News. Parents are worried about artificial intelligence, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Barna Group, a Christian research firm, has released a poll that indicates that 73% of moms and dads have concerns about their kids using AI tools on their phones and computers. 25% say they fear that using AI will negatively impact their children's ability to think for themselves. However, the Barna survey also reveals that not very many parents are actively seeking to learn more about artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats think abortion will be a winning issue for them in November, but pro-life advocates think the opposite might be true. The Faith and Freedom Coalition says that it plans to contact millions of voters of faith between now and the election to make sure they know where President Biden stands on abortion. The FFC says Biden and the far left are the real extremists, and their radical position on abortion is way outside the mainstream. SRN News. Kentucky's Democrat governor has vetoed a GOP-backed criminal justice bill that would impose harsher sentences for a range of crimes.
Governor Randy Beshear contends the bill would result in sharply higher incarceration costs and would criminalize homelessness by creating an unlawful camping offense. The bill's lead Republican sponsor says he looks forward to continuing the discussion when the GOP-dominated legislature meets again Friday and next Monday, the final 2 days of this year's legislative session. Lawmakers will take votes on overriding gubernatorial vetoes. Rich Thomason reporting.
Utah state officials are hurriedly trying to shore up a rural Utah dam after a 60-foot crack opened and sent water pouring into a creek and endangering the 1,700 residents of a downstream town. They don't think the Panguitch Lake Dam is in imminent danger breaking open, but have told the residents to be prepared to evacuate. More at SRNNews.com.